the Sentai Review, episode 72, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the Movie Review. From this moment forward, the Earth as you know it shall cease to exist. Welcome to my nightmare. What do we got to do now, people?
What?
Run and hide?
We have to review the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Like I said, run and hide.
I brought this up on our messenger. It feels like we've been covering this movie like too many times already.
Well, we talk about it a lot, but we've never actually got to review it, and we're there in the series as we've done the DVD reviews. We are entering season 3, and right before season 3, we need to talk about the movie.
Because we've covered the Zords, we've covered the costumes, we've even covered some of Ivanhoe's because of the Apocalypse movie.
Yeah. But we've never actually got to talk about the movie itself.
You mean the Slugma from the Team 4-Star Soul Silver Nuzlocke?
No.
Oh, wrong Ivanhoe's?
Yeah.
Reploid Bill, okay. William Bush.
Seth Lovelsaria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
He's still sick.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Oh, do we have to whore out the website?
Oh, yeah. We should do that since we skipped it last time.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Here we go. The Power Rangers movie.
Ooh.
Now, let's first address the opening of the movie.
Words.
What the fuck were you thinking? Slow scrolling text while some dude goes, years ago, there were superheroes. No, it's even worse than Star Wars because they give you a monotone Zordon guy to talk over the foot. It's not even Zordon. It's some lady. She's like, a long time ago, there were some superheroes and they saved the world.
Superman.
So,
Mr. Superman,
Zordon,
here.
He set up a command center, and they still save the world today. So, this a movie. Watch it.
Stop reading that dialogue!
We wish we could.
I almost wish I had it. I would read it aloud, the entire thing, just to show how monotonous and stupid the beginning of this movie was.
YouTube!
We were kids, okay? We were excited to go to the theater and see some Power Rangers on the screen. And what we're treated to is a lightning bolt. Bam! Power Rangers!
The
space!
Movie.
Slow scrolling text. And it's a long time. Like, She talks like two paragraphs or something. And you're just like, come on.
Spaceball 1 going across the screen.
Yeah, it's outrageous. That's how our movie started.
After that, it goes to
skydiving.
Skydiving.
Yeah. Where they, okay. We've talked about this. Oh, did you find it?
I found it.
Go ahead, read it.
Hold on. It's literally 52 seconds, this clip I found on YouTube. I would play the audio for everyone, but it looks like some asshole literally just took a camcorder and recorded it.
Well, if you would have found the text, I would have told you to have actually read it just to showcase
text.
How monotonous it is.
It is the text. Here.
Well, you want to... Oh, okay, hand it to me.
You read.
We're going to do this?
Yeah, because I need a drink.
Unless you want to turn the audio down, all you got to do is turn the audio down on the phone so we don't get in trouble.
The audio is down.
Oh, go ahead. Talk that text to us. Let's
like
hear.
I said, I just need a drink.
Let's go back to when the Power Rangers first hit the movie and your adrenaline was pumping and you had your popcorn and you had your soda and you were excited and you were ready to check out Power Rangers.
I can't read this.
Why?
Because it blurs in and out.
Yeah.
That's no good.
On his TV screen, like zooming in and out on the motherfucker, like he's trying to record it from a goddamn movie theater.
That didn't help us at all. Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
I can read some of it. Centuries ago, a legendary interdimensional being,
interdimensional
as Zordon, came to the city of Angel Grove to establish a command center for his never-ending struggle against evil. Evil! With the aid of his trusted assistant, Alpha 5, the noble master sought out six extraordinary teenagers and gave them the power to transform into a superhuman fighting force. In the time of great need, the young heroes could use their powers to call upon colossal assault vehicles known as Zords. The identity of the six remained a guarded secret. Today,
yeah, I would join you in a smoke break, but
today that tradition continues.
We went to the movies,
yes.
And they opened with that, and it was just as sad and long and monotonous and stupid as what you just sat through. And what the shit were they thinking?
They were thinking it might be epic, but when they've got that fucking British bitch
trying to be... Shane almost fell asleep. We almost experienced a Shane nap.
I felt like I was reading in school again.
Exactly. What
yeah.
the shit is that?
Now you know the reason why I passed it off. I knew better.
Fuck that. That was a horrible opening. Now, if we skip over that, but we're already marking points against the movie for that.
Yeah.
Okay? If we skip over that...
And the skydiving.
We go to the skydiving. We've talked about the mistreatment of...
Oh, Bulk and Skull.
Bulk and Skull before.
Guys, you might want those.
They were literally... Think of how long Bulk and Skull sat at the edge of the plane, hanging their heads and arms and upper body out of the door. Looking... Talking about, whoa, it's really high, Bulk. Don't worry. So-and-so Sparrow. And Flying Eagle and everything. And then finally...
Kimberly.
Right before they're about to jump out of the plane, Kimberly says, hey, guys, you might want to put those on. First off, dicks. You let them open and hang out of the plane without parachutes. Because you care so little about these two guys that you were literally like, fuck them.
They'll
if they
figure
fall,
it out.
Who cares? We'll all have a good laugh again at their expense. Their death expense.
We're Rangers. We can save them. We're not like, gonna, but we can.
Like, holy shit, these guys get shit on all the time. And right off the bat at the start of this movie... They get shit on at an extreme.
Yeah.
The Rangers are like, these dumbasses are going to jump without parachutes. Let's wait to tell them. So these are the heroes that we get. This is the introduction to our heroes.
Yeah.
Skydiving. Yeah. Yeah.
Then they
skydive. Skydiving with snowboards, yeah.
And of course, to fuel the man crush that was sweeping across the nation...
Slow look to Shane.
Tommy got to snowboard, or, you know, skyboard.
Yeah.
Which was, of course, cooler than just falling out of the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the leader.
And every single person hits the bullseye, including Tommy, who then was the last one down. Not the last one to jump, mind you. He was the first one to jump. Surf's up!
It's because he's the leader.
No, it's because he was holding something wind-resistant against his fucking feet that wasn't a goddamn parachute. That was the whole point of the board, is so he could stay in the air longer.
So then...
He might as well have morphed while up there, too.
So then he lands, and some kid makes stupid comment about wanting to go with them, and his dad is like, maybe in about 10 or 12 years. Whatever this skydive was, it got money for Angel Grove. It was a charity. So, of course, once again, the concepts that we were given for kids in high school, by the way, they race dirt bikes, they help in their parents' garage, they save the world, they have part-time jobs, they teach martial arts classes, they do constant charities and Peace Corps work. Like, these are the busiest kids I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I went to high school. None of that shit was happening.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, even I was like,
nobody was doing what we were told back in the 90s.
Here, let me explain to you the busiest that we were in high school, at least for me and Bill. Get on the bus in the morning, lean over the seat and watch Bill play fucking, what was it, Metroid Zero Mission. Be like, nah, man, you gotta go up, not down, damn it. Get to school, deal with bullshit at school, come home, get off the bus, I drop off a backpack, meet Bill at my door to walk over to our buddy Brandon's house, three houses down. Hey, did you make sure to bring Halo? Yeah, I got Halo. All right, cool. Has Brandon hooked up the Xbox yet? Yeah, cool. Who all's playing?
And these are our heroes.
3 hours later. All right, I guess I gotta go home for dinner. I'll be back after
you guys
dinner.
You guys are not doing charity work or
no.
Peace Corps.
Now,
or...
Technically, I was the only one close to doing charity work in high school. I was working landscaping, junior RTC, so...
Yeah.
I did a lot of that. I worked for the 309 complex at that time. So I did a lot of roofing stuff and yard stuff, tilling and whatever else needed done. But
I went to school and then went home.
Some people did that. That's not a bad thing. I'm just saying, like I had a little bit of a side job where I worked outside doing like what he said, like landscaping and whatnot. I worked for the 309 complex. And then aside from that, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, I
it
took
was
boxing.
Hang out, play a game.
I took boxing classes and
but
a couple of things like that.
Sure,
but
you weren't skydiving for charity back in high school?
I don't ever remember four wheeling for charities or being a part of race
fun.
Events or cleaning up landfills or or
that
holding special gymnasium juice bar parties for youth and teaching. I gotta take that back. I did actually teach. Some
did
classes.
You break the weightlifting record at your school?
Oh,
by
do you
being
mean?
A Power Ranger?
Do you mean did I lift for like 3,000 reps in one day? No, I did not do that because I'm not a Power Ranger and I'm not a dick.
Yeah. No, the closest I've ever come to doing four wheeling for charity is a buddy of ours got a job through his dad. Basically making the sandbags for the traffic cones. So I went and hung out with him one day while he was making sandbags, and he was like, "Yeah, there's the four wheeler. You can go right around the property." I said, "Sweet." So while he was making sandbags, I'd like drive around him in a circle, be like, "Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Better work faster. Hurry up. Are you done yet? We can't get to your pool and go swim until you're done."
Oh yeah, we
Are
went
you done
swimming.
Yet? Yeah. We go hang out at our buddy's house and go swimming.
You guys were.
And the closest thing to charity, the closest thing to charity when it came to swimming was our buddy had a girlfriend who was a whore and would always pull her titties out whenever she got a chance.
Dang.
Because for some reason our buddy didn't want to actually have sex with her. Yeah. Makes no sense to me. But to everybody else, yay, free boobies.
Boobies are always free.
I'm not sure how we ended up talking about this with
Charity.
Power Rangers and whatnot. Charity led to your friend's girlfriend's boobies.
No wonder Grubby likes treasure too much.
Okay, I want to be part of
Fuck
charity.
Fuck you, man.
You want to be part of charities?
Yeah.
So,
the skydiving competition's over. They go rollerblading.
Yes, they go rollerblading as Bulk and Skull parachute into a
construction area
where they have just found
an egg.
A thing.
An egg.
Well, right now it's just a manhole on the ground. Oh, it's a thing.
First, so.
Yeah.
And then they, rather than look, they found an ancient thing.
Let's open it.
It's old as shit, and it's very obvious that it's been there probably since before Angel Grove was built on top of it.
And let's open
it. So what these guys do is they get a bunch of hoists and pry it open. They don't call the archaeologist research centers or anything like that. They don't
officers.
They don't inform the city or state that they've literally found an archaeological site. They just open it.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, guess what? We found a dumpster on a moon or something. Let's open it.
And an egg, an egg held by a hand comes out of the ground. Then, right after this happens, this dude touches the egg, it electrocutes him, throws him across the construction site, and they're like, are you okay? And he's like, whoa. They decide that the egg, I don't know, maybe it's
dangerous,
or maybe they should call the archaeological research centers or something. So they hire one police officer who's not used to the night shift to sit in a lawn chair next to it while his friend brings coffee.
Oh, but meanwhile, the Rangers are...
Dead up! Don't view that plot hole!
No, that doesn't happen yet, because the Rangers get... Zordon actually gets in contact with the Rangers while they're rollerblading.
Now, here's where the time frame gets weird. We're rollerblading in the morning. When do you think they skydived? I mean, it was a social event run for a school.
I would say afternoon.
I don't even know if it'd be afternoon. I'm willing to believe that...
I guess it would have started at least noonish.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was probably about noon.
And then the rollerblading was like about.
In fact,
afternoon.
I think the dude even makes a comment about wanting to go get lunch.
Yeah.
Because they were going to serve something at the juice bar or some shit. So, word about noon.
Okay.
They rollerblade right afterwards. Say they go to the lunch and there's a little party. They're out by one.
Okay.
They're rollerblading at one. It's summertime, or at least awful close to it. They're called to the command center, Plastic Surgery Zordon appears. Okay?
With the weird Alpha.
Yes, this is Plastic Surgery Command. Where Plastic Surgery Alpha and Plastic Surgery Zordon
and the
have taken
itself.
The place of our usual black background with lights. Okay?
Don't worry about
looks
it.
Really cool. Okay? Looks really cool. But yes, Plastic Surgery Zordon and Plastic Surgery Alpha inform us that an egg, an artifact, has been uncovered, which contains the remains, or whatever, of Ivan Ooze. The most dangerous person ever, which, by the way, Rita was also the most dangerous person ever, and then Lord Zedd was also the most dangerous person ever, and after him, Empire would be the most dangerous person ever, and so on and so forth. Everybody's the most dangerous person ever.
So essentially we're
it's
on
almost
Majin
like an
Buu.
Ultimate Daizujin. Like if it was the ultimate, most badass Daizujin ever.
Again, to put
like
this...
if you could get Dolph Lundgren to play Daizujin, baddest dude ever.
Again, to put this simply, we're essentially on the Majin Buu of the fucking Power Rangers universe.
Kinda.
So.
Or Babidi.
Now, I don't know how long they spent hanging out with Plastic Surgery Zordon. But by the time they teleport to the egg, it's like 1 a.m. or something.
And Zedd and Rita has gotten to the egg.
Yeah, and because they took so long, I don't know, the transporter was offline, Scotty had to be called in to fix it or something. I don't know what the shit happened.
Zedd, I don't know what's going on down here. They're going to have to walk.
Zordon was like...
There's some weird creature down here.
Zordon was all like... you must go stop this evil. And they're like, sweet, take us there. Actually, Rangers, I spent a lot of time and energy on this plastic surgery, so we must wait for the teleporters to recharge. You will go in 9 hours. Make yourself comfortable. Shit. Gotta hang out in the plastic surgery command center with plastic surgery alpha.
You know,
don't worry, Zordon, you'll get some upgrades.
Sure, I'm pretty sure we can walk there in like 2 hours. Just wait. The telepads are almost fixed.
Yeah, he's like, we still have the viewing globe if you would like to partake in some watching with me.
Please don't leave. All I have is
the
alpha.
The tech guy from the cable company said he would be here between 9 and 5.
So,
just wait.
While the Rangers hang out with plastic surgery Zordon, Rita and Zed, who have also seen a plastic surgery as of recently.
And Goldar
has also donned some new armor and had some plastic surgery. There was a lot of work done for this movie, by the way.
And there's somehow some mysterious pig
and
thing.
The pig man. Random pig man.
Don't you remember the pig man?
No.
What happened to,
It's not
crap.
It's not the same pig from the food fight.
Finster,
episode.
Squat, and Babu do not show up anywhere in this movie. Instead,
nope.
They have been replaced by Mystery Pig Man.
Yeah. Thank you. I was wondering where Squat and Babu were, and I'd be fair.
They're sleeping.
So.
They're taking their Zordon nap.
Yep. So Mystery Pig Man, and everybody go down to the planet and wake up Ivanhoe's. By the way, surprisingly, 2 tired cops with coffee was not enough to stop Lord Zed from approaching the egg.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
Gee, I wonder why.
That should have been more than enough.
So
but,
he approaches
the egg.
But
they were tired.
Egg.
They needed a Shane nap.
He approaches the egg, and he wakes the egg up, or opens it, cracks it, whatever. There's goop in the egg. Rita makes a remark.
Ah, it looks like snot.
Yeah, she's like, you spent 10,000 years looking for a tub of snot. He tells her to shut the shit up, basically. Then, Ivanhoe's comes out of the egg. He makes some speech, cracks his neck, talks about how he's going to make it so that Zordon of Eltar had never existed. Lord Zed and Rita and them and Mystery Pigman, they leave.
I smell teenagers.
Now, we've talked about super senses before. Ivanhoe's smelt the kids. Specifically those kids, not the other kids that were in the city, specifically those kids that were transporting. I'm going to assume that the transporter technology does not work the same as it does in Star Trek.
Unless somebody farted while they were being transported.
I smell tacos.
Now.
Damn it, Billy, what have I said about having Taco Bell for lunch? I was fixing Alpha!
We then go to our first fight scene because he basically says, oh, you use kids to do your dirty work. Here's my kids. First introduction of Tengu warriors.
No, not exactly the Tengu warriors. More like the...
Well, yeah, okay. We're not there yet. Yes,
yeah.
Right now we're on...
Jelly warriors.
Goop guys, yeah. Jelly warriors. That's what they're going to be. The Rangers fight the jelly warriors and find that jelly is hard ass, so they can't win.
Oh, we have to morph.
They're going to have to morph into really cool battle suits.
That take a long while to morph each one.
I actually think they take less time.
But they have to do it one by one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit.
Basically, they put the morpher out, a coin flies across the screen, and they're morphed. And then they got to pose, of course, because morphing makes you vogue like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, and this is where they disappear, and then they have to go down a hall.
Now, they spend time doing their morph, in which involves voguing, and voguing makes you look away from jelly men. So the jelly men are like, fuck this, and they just leave. So the Rangers got to go find the jelly men.
for the first time in the series.
Yeah.
The monsters got tired of waiting and just left.
They were like, what the fuck are they doing?
Why is he posing?
And then the one jelly monster was like, let's just go.
Go.
Fuck this. So the jelly men leave, and the Rangers have literally got to go find the jelly men now. So they go into the parking deck where they're looking for the jelly men,
Rocky,
and we're introduced to a couple of new technologies that will never be shown to us again.
Only two.
But they were kind of neat. The flashlight eyeballs for the Yellow Ranger was, I guess it's somewhat practical.
Yeah, especially in a dark hallway area.
And then a monster tracker device thing
Rocky's
for the Red Ranger.
Scanning thing.
He can't use the power sword, but he did get eye tracker things.
Which almost looks like the Cyclops' I-beam laser thing.
Yes.
Almost.
But, evidently, jelly men are made of jelly, and he can't track them down. So they have to look the old-fashioned way. As they look the old-fashioned way, they finally find the jelly men, because the jelly men are like, wait, are those Rangers? Are they done? Oh, fuck, well, let's go. So all the jelly men just come out all at once to fight. See?
But they aren't smart. They don't just all gang up on them.
And as we go through the fight, we learn that whatever happened to their powers, because this is Plastic Surgery Rangers, Shane, Plastic Surgery Rangers also were given new weapons, like the Pterodactyl Thunder Whip and the Billy Taser. You don't mess with Billy Taser.
And you forgot, most of their skill was also replaced with cheap puns and...
Yeah.
Terrible jokes.
Oh, and most of their fighting potential is replaced by, cheap puns and stupid jokes.
Cheap just like their dollar store costumes.
So that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So welcome to Tommy's nightmare.
And Tommy steals lines from other characters because he can't make up his own.
Because all he has is cheap jokes and terrible puns.
He uses Saba that doesn't talk to...
Drop all the
jelly men at once.
Dropping something on the jelly men.
Because these jelly men, these jelly men that are literally responsible for enslaving the entire planet 10,000 so years ago.
A lot of things happened.
Are so dumb that they all stand in a tiny group just big enough for this one dumpster to fall and kill all of them.
Now, I'm recalling Kimberly having an epic scene where she kept kicking the guy over and over and
until he flew up to the ceiling. Yes.
Yes. Does anybody remember what she said?
You guys make me sick.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, that was terrible.
And then we also were treated to you ooze, you lose.
This was.
And then,
very
of course,
deep
I can't
writing.
Remember if this was pre morph or post morph. She knocks one of them down. Have a nice trip. See you next fall.
That's during the Pterodactyl Thunder Whip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's also not forget when she called Ivan Ooze Mr. Raisinhead.
Listen, Bill, this was really deep writing. I mean, the...
90s writing.
I will say this was Pulitzer material.
Dude,
that we were treated to.
Obviously, Lois Lane did this. So.
wait, which Lois Lane, though?
The
yeah,
one
there
that
are
got
two of them now.
Yeah.
Well, technically, there's multiple, but
the right one.
So the one in the first movie that got to take it.
That couldn't spell.
And got grabbed.
Yeah.
That might actually explain some things. So, after this...
after they dispatched the last of the goo goons...
You're gonna be okay, man?
I think his meds are finally kicking in.
She couldn't spell, so she wrote the Power Ranger movie.
Okay.
So, while they were battling the gooey goons...
Jelly men.
Ivan Ooze was going to the command center.
Talking about the Brady Bunch.
All the things he missed.
One of the things that he regrets is that he didn't get to see the Spanish Inquisition or the Black Plague or the Brady Bunch reunion.
I have a question. When he was put into the egg 10,000 years ago, those things didn't exist yet. How did he know about them?
Well,
good question.
Because.
I love this writing.
Shane.
This is.
Once again, don't view that plot hole.
No, I'm going to view that plot hole. That was obvious. I can't. There's certain plot holes I'll let slide, not that one.
So he's disappointed, and because he didn't get to see the Brady Bunch, he throws a little bitch fit, and he destroys Plastic Surgery Command Center.
To be fair, the Command Center is pretty easy to get into.
Actually, this one is.
Evidently, you either need a power coin, or you need to be able to turn into jelly.
I'm pretty sure I could just walk into the door.
No, the door was locked through these giant sealed doors. And they said, nobody can get in here without a power coin. So he turned into jelly and went through the cracks of the doors.
Yep.
I would have been alpha. I'd be like, he don't have a power coin. He got in.
And he would have said, alpha, delete my viewing history.
Zordon.
Just do it.
I'm interdimensional.
I am going to go to a different dimension. Get him, Alpha. Now, we are then treated to a scene
where the Power Rangers losing their powers.
They lose their powers and prove to us that it would have been faster to just walk to the construction site as they walked back to the command center and made it in like an hour.
Wait, did they walk back? I thought they
Had no powers.
No, they had to walk back. They have nothing.
They had no powers, and the command center's destroyed, so they walked back.
Billy's two-way wristwatch
they don't
runs
have power
off
coins.
The fucking power.
Here's for you, Shane. They no longer have power coins because the power is destroyed. So Tommy and it's like Tommy and Rocky or Tommy and Adam, I can't remember. They just simply pull the doors open and walk into the command center to go help.
Like I said before, I would just walk in.
Look, Zordon is interdimensional. He never considers the possibility that a door might need locked.
Think about the back door in the Megazord.
He's bad with locking stuff.
Yeah.
This is why his shit gets broke.
We are then also introduced at this moment
Wrinkly.
To something that would seriously piss me off, Shane.
Oh, wrinkly old Zordon.
Is laying where the tube was.
Then he's not interdimensional.
Evidently.
And why is he wearing a nightgown?
Evidently, he's not interdimensional, Shane. But he might actually be stuck in a time warp. Because he's aging rapidly.
Was stuck in a time warp.
No, that might just be what it is. If the time warp causes his molecular structure to age rapidly, that would explain why he was on life support in the first place.
That's fine that he... Yeah.
But it would also make us bring up a question about Green with Evil and the other times that he disappeared or we lost contact. If he was just laying in the tube...
He legitimately ignored everybody.
Dick?
Yeah.
You couldn't have knocked on the tube and been like,
how?
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
His arms are inside the thing.
Oh, so he can't reach his arm up in his baby blanket? I don't...
What, is he going to headbutt the thing?
He's wearing a nightgown.
His arms. He can reach his arms around in the nightgown baby blanket.
And if he's in the tube, he's going to need a glass of water every
now
and again.
He couldn't have at least been in the tube like, hey, hey, guys, you just slipped out the tube. I can help you.
Put your face against the tube.
This means that every time, if we're to believe the continuity, which of course the continuity for this movie is completely dog shit, but if we're to believe the continuity, Zordon has always just simply been laying in this tube, Shane.
He is such an ass.
Dick!
We need Zordon's help. Alpha's like, I'm trying to get in touch with him. And he's like, he's in his tube, like, he just turned his radio off.
Yeah. He's literally like the Wizard of Oz.
I'm busy.
Douche.
I'm watching reruns of Kimberly Shower. I mean,
like,
I'm interdimensional.
Like, this guy...
I don't think you're interdimensional. I think you're just an ass.
Now, they go up, and,
Kimberly makes this one weird comment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes. Kimberly says, as if we haven't already been treated to some wonderful Kimberly dialect as of yet, Kimberly throws the bomb when she says, "You can't leave us, Zordon. Ever since you've come into our lives, you've been like a father to us all."
Where are the fucking parents?
Now, Boom Studios does answer this one question for Kimberly. She doesn't have a dad. The closest thing to a father figure she has is a stepfather and Zordon. That's it. So they do somewhat explain that in the books.
I think that if she was like, "Zordon, you can't leave us. Ever since you came into our lives, you've been like a father." I'd have been like, "No, I got a dad."
Now, if we are to take the Zordon that we have created up to this point, her comment is incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because this brings all kinds of questions about her dad
light. We would have been like, "Kimberly, no."
The other Rangers should have been like, "Wait, what?" And she'd have been like, "He's just like a father to us. I'm not sure what your father has done to you, but you may want to seek, like, when we get back from this thing, you may
want to
see, one,
help.
A psychiatrist, and two, a police officer."
Because
he's not supposed to do that to you.
Do you see this old dead guy? He used to... Wait, what? I'm sorry, are we in Clerks or are we in,
Yes, Kimberly, I think you need an adult.
Yes. So, Kimberly says that we have to try to get this power to save plastic surgery pervy Zordon.
But plastic surgery Alpha said that there might only be enough power to send them to this planet.
Really far off planet.
Yeah.
Yes, and we know that teleporting takes a long fucking time, and they have very limited time, Shane, because teleporting from the command center to the construction site took about 9 hours. They walked back in one. To teleport all the way to another galaxy, it's going to take a minute.
Meanwhile, they only have enough energy to teleport to this other galaxy to get another power, but they couldn't teleport back to the command center.
Now, if we are to take into account everything that we have learned, Zordon is aging and dying, and there's an enemy on our planet right now who's quite possibly going to destroy the planet. We're going to assume that the teleport takes 16 to 20 days. And I'm being very generous, Shane. Because so far, the proof that has been given to me, I think it should take about 6,000 years. But we're just going to say it's been 20 days, okay? 20-day long teleportation. In which I guess they can smell each other. I don't know. I guess they can talk and smell and whatever else they do when they teleport. I don't understand how it works.
God,
in this
Rocky,
universe.
We've been in this teleportation state for 20 days. You should have showered before we left.
And I'm hoping none of them have to go to the bathroom or eat or anything like that. We'll just say they packed a lunch, okay? So they go on their teleportation trip.
Meanwhile,
filled with cheese sandwiches.
Meanwhile, we see the revisioned Rita's palace.
Yes.
Where Ivanhoe appears.
I have to say, I did like the way the palace looked.
Yeah.
It looked pretty cool.
Ivanhoe appears there, takes over.
Easily. We now must question the authenticity of Lord Zedd. Rita is terrified of him. He talked an awful lot about being really powerful. He seemed really menacing. But we were then proven, when he said he was going to cast Rita to the edges of the galaxy, that he just threw her to Earth. Bzzap! So he's not really as strong as he claims to be, and this is proven beyond the shadow of a doubt when he attacks Ivanhoe with a tickle beam. Tickle, tickle.
and Ivanus puts Rita and Zed into a snow globe.
Yes. It would have been better if Zed maybe made a pinchy monster. Would have given him a better chance.
They couldn't. They didn't have Finster.
Oh, that's right. Because random Pigman has taken the spot of Finster. And
it's like, we need a monster. Finster's on vacation.
If Finster, Babu, and Squat all went on vacation, so we're here with random Pigman. I'm guessing he comes from a temp agency. Like the same. I think it's the same agency. I believe this is the exact same agency that supplied the end boss for Final Fantasy IX. I think the Power Rangers called this same place and said, look, we're going to need a monster. And they was like, we got a random mystery Pigman. And they were like, that'll work.
Now, your role is to pretend that you've always been here, though you've been here for a minute.
You're best friends with Goldar.
Now, you just met this man.
Who Goldar double-crosses Zed and Rita and joins up with Ivan.
Yes.
To be fair, he ain't stupid.
Then,
I ain't going to no snow globe.
We then go to
a subplot, some other subplot.
There's Plastic Surgery, Alpha, and Zordon watch TV, because, I mean, he's dying, so there's not a lot that they could do, I guess. So they watch TV.
They don't have good hospice in the...
And they watch really crappy commercials like...
With Ivanus.
Like Ivanus's...
Goo
thing. So...
Ivanus is silly putty. Ivanus is silly putty.
Because they're watching...
Hi, my name's Ivanus.
If
you
I remember right...
Old silly putty? Come get Ivanus is silly putty.
Aren't they watching the news?
Somewhere, yeah.
I think they're watching the news, and that's a commercial.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
So, Ivanus gives a bunch of kids goop.
And when
free
they're...
Free goop.
Yep.
And when they're...
I'm guessing it's the same goop that the Jellymen are composed of, but he doesn't need them anymore because...
Yeah.
He knows that the Rangers are on a 20-day teleport binge, so he sends...
Tengu
warriors to fly through deep space, which I'm guessing they can just do that.
By the way, doesn't take them 20 days.
Let me say this also. I'm going to make a wild assumption here, okay? I believe that the movie, that the Christopher Reeve movies for Superman 1, 2, 3, and 4 take place in the Power Rangers universe. Because space doesn't seem to have any effect on people at all.
Or Crow-Men.
Because the Rangers have also been held in the palace before on the moon. So the moonosphere, I don't think it's just a moonosphere. I think you could just live in space in this universe. Because in Superman 4, that lady fell through space. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And she was just fine also.
Yes. No, there's no repercussions.
See, I figured you were saying it because while they're on their 20-year journey, Superman would come back and spin the day backward to save Lois Lane.
Saving
them a couple extra days in their fucking teleportation.
No, these Tengu warriors fly to this planet and get there.
And they weren't flying very fast, but I'm guessing this planet is real close to us or something.
Closer than expected.
Because when the Rangers land on the planet, they're like, oh, look at all this. Look at this, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, the Tengu warriors come flying down.
Now, this is the first time they've ever seen Tengu warriors, and they get their asses kicked. And
because they're not rangers.
Kimberly gets carried by a bird.
She's the damsel in distress, yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some lady.
Some lady, who, by the way, was replaced... They filmed this part of the movie first with another lady and then came back and did it again with a different lady.
Yeah, like you were saying before with Michael J. Fox and
what's
his name?
Yeah.
Did you get to see some of that?
I saw some of it listed on YouTube, but I didn't see like a full-length one. So.
Oh, okay.
Had a weird weapon that made a noise... That the Tengu warriors just could not handle.
Tengu warriors are scared to death of whistling.
Of whistle sticks.
Whistling sticks.
Yeah.
Can defeat Tengu warriors. Can you do me a favor real quick? Before we go forward, can you get on Wikipedia right now Can you tell me what a Tengu warrior is?
Something that's afraid of the noise.
This is why I want you to look it up real quick. I want to know the exact definition of a Tengu warrior, because if I'm not mistaken, they're pretty hard ass. I mean, and if you whistle, they will run away.
They can fly from our moon to a planet in, like, no time at all.
Meanwhile, on Earth, the parents of the kids who got the ooze are uncovering Ivan Ooze's
robots. Because the ooze...
Yes.
It's because of the...
Oh, and dancing the swim.
It's because if adults touch...
And ballet.
The ooze...
And they're doing the monkey.
Sure, why not?
They get...
You don't remember
control.
That part?
I remember it towards the beginning when they sent the Tengas out. Yeah.
No, that's right. That's right when the Tengus are coming back.
Oh.
Because they're uncovering the
oh,
mechs.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
Ivan Ooze was
the
bored.
Do the swim.
Yeah, Ivan Ooze was bored, so he's
so
like,
they're watching
you.
Parents dance.
You, do the swim.
Yep. So they're doing... Oh, and also the other reason I bring up that I believe this is the same universe as the Superman movies, because in the fourth Superman movie, Lex is also in a construction yard breaking rocks with a hammer.
Oh, that was a prison yard.
Yes, but it seems to be the exact same setup that Ivan has going on. Did you find it, Seth?
Oh, I've been looking at it for a couple
oh,
minutes.
Oh, go ahead, now. Please. What is a Tengu warrior?
Tengu, which roughly translates to heavenly dog, are a type of legendary creature found in Japanese folk religion and are also considered a type of god. Although they take their name from a dog-like Chinese demon, the Tengu were originally thought to take forms of birds of prey. Let's see, they are so traditionally depicted as both human and avian characteristics.
So it's
pictured
bird of prey,
with beaks,
that means
blah,
the
blah.
Class.
Yeah, that's basically it. They're supposed to be godlike bird creatures.
No, it doesn't say anything about whistling noises.
These things are gods of combat, basically.
Let's see. Protective spirits and deities. Hold on.
So was there a
whistles,
Tengu ship by the Klingon?
Whistles. Whistles. So far, nothing about whistles. There's something about a Tengu mask. Let's see. Whistling. Whistles, noises.
If I'm not mistaken, these things were, like, credible god status warriors, almost like what we would consider like battling angels. And
whistling sticks can beat them.
And if you whistle at them, they will GTFO.
According to this, if you throw rice cakes at them, they won't kill you. They'll just cause mischief around you.
Well, she didn't have any of that. All she had was whistling sticks.
Let's see, special kind of fish you could offer to them. They'll leave you alone. You can get yourself a day's work worth of working in the woods. Nothing about whistling, no.
Man, if only they'd have known that year, that long ago, about whistling, they could have saved themselves a lot of trouble with these Tengu warriors.
Yep.
These Tengus would have shown up like, wah, wah, man, don't make me whistle.
No, it's not even normal, like, it's... type of whistle.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, fuck!
So, Tengu warriors run away because of whistling. They then show up just in time to see this fat guy do ballet. And, Ivan destroys them.
And he says, oh, I gotta get these things out of the ground fast.
Oh, and right before he destroys them, he ushers in another one of our golden puns for the evening. They said, do you want us to take another crack at it? He says, how about taking another quack at it? Oh!
And then kablooey.
Then he blows them away.
The writing of this is... how do I compare it?
So, apparently, after seeing this chick that saved the Rangers from the Tengus, she sounds an awfully lot like the narrator at the beginning.
Yes. In fact, it is the same voice actress.
Yep.
She, the whistle sticks lady, is the one that read that ridiculous lines at the start of the movie.
Want to go to sleep?
Yes, she's the one that spoke those lines. Luckily for me, at the current age that I was at the time, she wore almost nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes up.
Just saying.
That makes up for everything.
It was,
except for her acting.
It was an awfully good part of a movie.
I wasn't paying attention to her acting.
Yeah.
And neither was I at the time.
A lot of people
I notice it, but back then I certainly didn't.
Yeah, but that's because we could get way worse stuff off Google Images as compared to, hey, let's watch this kid's movie that we watched when we were, like, going into our teenage years.
She now gives them powers after going to some
shrine.
Stonehenge.
Well, at the Stonehenge, they actually fought a few things before then, but...
No, that's after the powers. She has to. They have to go. They follow her to the Stonehenge to get powers.
She gives them their spirit animal outfits.
Yeah.
She gives them powers, which is, as far as I could tell,
costumes.
Clothes. Yep. And that's all it is, because the clothes get torn and everything. Well, as far as I could tell, it's clothes.
Yeah.
She gives Tommy falcon powers.
Sounds cool, but it's really just clothes.
She gives Kimberly crane powers.
Also sounds cool, but since Kimberly has already done crane-style kung fu, I don't think she actually did anything but give us
Aisha
clothes.
Aisha gets bear powers.
Nobody cares.
Rocky gets monkey gorilla powers.
I don't care. If you haven't noticed, as soon as Rocky became the Red Ranger died for me.
Billy gets wolf powers.
He doesn't have a wolf fang fist, though.
Which is cool, but he got nothing for it.
And then Adam got frog powers.
He's a frog.
He got a kiss out of it, so I guess he got the only actual power.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Actually, I remember seeing the scene where they had the other woman, and it looks like there might have been a little bit more there.
Yeah?
Might have been.
So, we then travel down into the forest,
the tongue or something?
In which this lady lives on this planet.
Yes.
We've seen her all the way over at the rivers, right?
Yes.
Now we're in the middle of the woods.
Yes.
She then conveniently... And let me just go ahead and throw this in right now. Do not view that plot hole. Says, I cannot help you, because if I step out past this Stonehenge, I will age as rapidly as Zordon. Now I'm going to turn into an owl and fly away.
So she pulls a Labyrinth.
So she turns into an owl and flies away. And my question is, so you can only live... Stonehenge to the river.
Or beach area, whatever.
Yeah, you can live from the ocean to the Stonehenge.
In human form.
Otherwise, you age like Zordon. And if this is the only area you can live, how do you even know Zordon? You're on a planet where every single person that has ever come to your planet is dead.
How do you know that that thing way over there in the forest is going to get you powers? I don't know.
Yeah, she knows where the power is, but she can't go there.
She's just speculating.
It's like a cave of no return with wonderful treasures. But if it's a cave of no return, how does anybody know that there's a treasure in that cave? Unless, nobody's ever come back.
Unless she went in there in her owl form.
It's because her problem is that she never solved the riddle.
So
the riddle of the penitent man.
So somehow she knows that the power is over there,
guys,
but she's never gone over there and cannot go over she'll die.
But what about in the owl form,
though?
She says she cannot go beyond
that
point.
But she flies away as an owl.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
She goes back the way that they came.
Yeah. I'd have been like,
I'm going back to the river.
She can only live from ocean to Stonehenge.
And when she was
never been over there to see the power, because if she steps, she says, if I take one step beyond this barrier, I will begin to age as rapidly as Zordon.
So then my question would be, as a ranger, when she's like, over there, you see that thing in the middle of the forest? Yeah, I see that tall thing. I'm pretty sure there's powers there.
Right.
And you said that you can't leave this area? Correct. And you want me to go over there? Correct. How do you know?
Because it's a mountain.
That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, I'm an owl.
And I have no choice because I can't go home.
You can't go home. Yeah. You spent your last 20-day teleport on your way
and
here.
I'm out of cheese sandwiches.
And you're out of cheese sandwiches.
So
you got to make a judgment call. Your fearless White Ranger leader that has the greatest powers that can never be corrupted or destroyed or beaten. By the way, the White Ranger power is destroyed, corrupted, and beaten. Just going to throw that out there.
The same White Ranger who's standing in the same spot, staring at where the power is supposed to be.
Yes.
While everyone else is like chilling out, relaxing, he's just standing there going,
I'm the leader, so I'm thinking deeply.
So the White Ranger who cannot lose his powers,
lost his powers,
that cannot be destroyed by evil or corrupted,
lost
who now
powers.
Has no powers because the powers were destroyed and corrupted, you have to follow that man to that tower because that bird said so. Even though she's never been there, can never go there, and doesn't have any actual proof that anything is over there except for skeletons and dead people.
And the only thing that we can go on that might actually give her any form of credibility
is
our our former theory of Zordon was the Green Ranger. So maybe she was a part of the old team. But because there's no proof of that shit here, only make wild speculation.
Now, I would be interested in the idea that every single person that had the powers 10,000 years ago that locked away Rita, maybe if that team all suffered whatever the attack was that put Zordon in the rapid age state that caused him to need the life support, if maybe he somehow set up magical fields, because he was some sort of magic dude, if he somehow set up magic fields across the universe where the original team could reside and still live, and he gave this white owl ocean to Stonehenge and said, that's as good as I could do for you. I got to go live in a tube.
He probably didn't like her.
This is the only way, you just said, that I could possibly give any credibility to what has just happened. Because obviously, she has the exact same problem Zordon does. If she steps out of her living space, she will die.
Well, I would take her living space over the tube.
Yes. But regardless, these people step out of their living space, they die. Now, I need you to trust her word and walk through this treacherous jungle with your new powers.
It's just ninja clothes.
No, they're powers. She said so.
It's ninja clothes.
Said powers.
You get a bit of enhancement.
Yeah, you get a little... You feel warmer.
In ninja clothes.
In your ninja clothes.
Yeah.
Because you're no longer wearing short shorts and a fucking belly shirt. You feel warmer, and that is power, if I've ever seen it.
Because I'm on a...
Need a distraction, and then you're both.
Because I'm on a weird planet that I can't get back home, and I have no cheese sandwiches.
You gotta make a judgment call.
I think I'm gonna take her word for it, because either I'm going to die there, or I'm going to die because lack of cheese sandwiches.
I love that we put cheese sandwiches in this episode. Okay.
Good luck with me finding that.
He's going to be posting grilled cheeses throughout the episode.
grilled cheese.
God, now I want a grilled cheese.
So now you go that way.
I'll follow my fearful.
Oh.
If not,
in which you come across a bone stegosaurus.
A bone tyrannosaurus, I guess.
It's on all fours. It's a stegosaurus. It's got
triceratops.
That thing. Yeah, that's what it is. And you got to fight it. At this exact moment, if you're watching the show, some guy in a black shirt and a ball cap walks across the screen if you're watching the fight. I don't know who that guy is, but maybe he knows where the power is. Sadly, the Rangers never get a chance to talk to him because he just fucking left.
Hey, you look like you're from Earth.
If they even went to another planet. What if they went to Nevada and
they're out in the
jungle?
They went to Australia.
Yeah, they were teleported to Australia and they're out in the jungle. And literally this kid is just like hiking. Like, his house is like 30 minutes that way. Like, and he was walking like, da-da-da. Oh, shit, there's something going on over here. And he just turns around and walks away because he's like, whatever the fuck that's about, I'm not doing that.
Wait, we need cheese sandwiches.
So that guy takes off, leaving the Rangers to figure out what the fuck that was about by themselves.
Because you know they're fighting, and they're like, this thing is kicking our...
Yeah, you can see him. He's not even like a quick... He's very visibly full-body figure standing in the fight scene. He's got a ball cap, a black shirt, and some jeans. And he's standing there with his hands in his pocket, and he looks over and sees the fucking Triceratops being like, roar, roar, and then he walks out of frame like, fuck that. We never see that guy again.
They never edited it.
Whoever that guy was. Now, because he's in the movie... Because the edit was not done well enough to remove him, that guy is canon to the movie. Whoever that guy was, he exists in this universe
and
now,
clearly,
Shane.
He can live on the other side of this
Maybe
world.
Maybe he was the Black Ranger. And his living space is from Power to Stonehenge. But he's seen what was going down, and he's like, fuck that. They're wearing those fucking power suits.
They're
I ain't getting involved in this shit again.
They're probably dead like everybody else. I'm just going back to the cave.
They're ninjas. They've got this.
I remember the last time somebody who came around saying they were Power Rangers. Oh, wait, that was me.
Yeah.
I could die.
He's like, this doesn't work out well for anybody. I'm just leaving right now.
Yeah.
I've been stuck from fucking Power to Stonehenge ever since 10,000 years ago.
And the way they end up defeating it by removing...
They remove a neck bone.
Yeah.
And the entire thing dies, Shane.
Falls apart. Just like one of those bone things.
So then we go to the great power source.
Oh, guarded.
Guarded by stone dudes. And we get to see the awesome power given to us by the new ninja suits when they say, the wolf, the crane, the bear, the falcon, the frog. By the way, Adam gets dicked. From now on, from this point moving forward, we will dick Adam in every single Zord choice he will ever get from this point forward. Dick.
I don't know if you noticed this, but the rest of the movie... Whenever...
He gets minivans, frogs...
When Adam... If you notice that once...
I can smell how bad the movie is. Oh, wait. Or was that Seth?
That was me.
Once
worry.
They...
Yeah.
Now I do.
You're welcome.
Come on.
Once they gave everybody their ninja suits, from the rest of the movie, Adam is so uninterested that he wants to go home.
But he can't.
Because he needs the power.
He needs a paycheck.
Because we don't know who that dude in the hat was. So he might have been able to get us home, but he's gone now. Right.
So every time they're
and
like...
And the other girl, right in the middle of us trying to ask questions, she flew away.
Yes, because she can't answer these questions.
Yes, because she can't answer these questions.
So instead of saying, I do not know these answers to these questions you are asking, she's like...
You're just simply not asking the right questions. Bye.
Turn into a bird, fly away. But... So hard.
Now, we get to see the full extent of what these suits do for us.
Wow.
They get cut, and,
Yeah.
They could be cut just like any other suit.
It's because they're cloth.
They didn't get strength enhancements.
No, they didn't.
They didn't get speed enhancements.
No, they didn't.
They didn't get fight enhancements.
No, they got cloth!
And she said they were powers of the spirit animals.
Least spirit animals.
The only thing they got was somehow, and I can't for the life of me understand this, if you throw a rock man in water, he will die horribly. Because they throw one dude in water, and then they Fantastic Four the shit out of another rock man by hitting him with a rock. Because that destroys rock men, if you don't know. Doom Guy showed me this, Shane. So
he does have an amazing power.
It's true. Doom Guy has the best power ever.
Yep. Are you sure you're not talking about Roy Chris, who punches boulders into things.
Nope, I'm talking about Doom Guy. He beat the Fantastic Four by hitting him with a rock. The thing was like, I'm a rock guy. Throw a rock. Done.
So it wasn't Guts Man throwing boulders at a rock man?
Dude, once you finally see Doom Guy, you'll understand our jokes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm never going to see Doom Guy.
I'm never going to see it either.
His powers.
The closest to Doom Guy I saw was Everything Wrong With, and they discussed it.
No,
so
that was Doom it. Guy's power is whatever the script
so
tells
Tommy, because he's Tommy and because man crushes,
sideball
he's
corner
the
pocket.
Only person that got a power. He gets to do the Ninjetti corkscrew kick.
Yes,
everybody else
that.
Is just wearing clothes.
Yes, they're because, not the leader.
Because he's Tommy.
Because he's white, and he has a power that can never be destroyed or corrupted.
That gets destroyed and corrupted.
Yeah.
And that will happen again.
And is replaced.
And that will happen again. We'll be talking about the undestroyable power again later on.
And again.
On.
Yeah.
So... kick a stone guy explode, stone guy get wet, stone guy get hit by stone guy get chopped by metal axe. Whatever.
Oh, that was a close shave.
Oh, yes. We're treated to another beautiful
yep.
line. Something about elevator going up, elevator going down. Ooh, talk about a splitting headache.
The writing is golden.
But once they defeat them, guess what? The door opens and we see a pyramid
yes.
thing.
Their powers have been given to them by a gold pyramid with coins that fly everywhere. They're like little emblem things. So emblem things touch the coins on their cloth suit and that gives them powers.
So we made it to Zeo without getting to Zeo?
They're now Power Rangers again, Shane. And for some reason, they can go home.
Love that's explained.
Meanwhile, back at home...
Meanwhile...
Ivan Ooze's monster...
It's been about 40 days, to be fair. We gave them 20 days to get there, 20 days to get back.
Ivan Ooze's two monsters are destroying the city.
Yep. I'm being generous with the teleport, Shane. Yeah. It took 9 hours to go
An
to
hour's
Live News
worth of, yeah.
on Earth.
Let me tell you something.
So 40 days
treated,
is what I'm
we
giving
We
get them.
Treated to the worst CGI
oh my God.
I have ever seen.
Yeah.
I have seen some bad CGI in my day. But there's something special about
and
these
And this was
two.
The same era as the Spawn CGI movie.
Right, which means that CGI could have been done to enhance a guy in an actual robot costume. And it would have looked better.
So?
And why not? It works for the series. We buy into it.
The series looked
oh,
better.
Oh, you mean the series with the glitter?
The series looked better. With the robot.
Oh, that. I thought I meant the costumes. Never mind.
No, we're actually... The costumes are a different thing altogether, which
but
everybody
robots,
here seems
yeah.
to be okay with, except for Shane.
Yeah.
Shane hates those costumes. He thinks they're going paintballing. Rather than get Shane started, because I made him so fucking mad he went home shaking about these costumes.
Anyway,
he does not like these things.
Anyway, the bad CGI Zords managed to defeat one of Ivan's creature Zord things.
It was the scorpion by biting its tail, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yes, like, I believe the wolf bites
off.
Its tail.
Yeah.
After that, this is after the frog electro tongues a scorpion. So...
The support Zords are being handy.
Well, once again, Adam, as I said before, will now get dicked over and over again as he not only got a frog Zord, but he got the power to lick enemies.
This is why he is so uninterested in this movie.
Billy got the power to bite enemies.
Tommy and Kimberly got the ability to fly around in circles.
Aisha got the power to get an ass whooping.
Her bear sucked.
Yeah. She was like, it's time to boogie with the bear. Laser bolt, fall down, you're done. Moving on.
Rocky somehow got the ability to sneak up as an ape.
And get bitched.
Yeah.
Because he just got thrown off. Like, get the fuck off of me, stupid ape.
Oh, what
bitch.
The fuck? Oh, it's a monkey. Get away from me.
He got as bitched as Piccolo did when he got knocked out with
So
air.
Rocky got the power to be bitched. Aisha got the power to be bitched. Kimberly got the power to fly.
Again.
Nothing really changed.
Except for in Tommy's Zord.
And she attempts to attack Ivan Ooze, and Ivan Ooze does... Okay, Ivan Ooze does a weird power where he grabs a hold of her with a lightning bolt, and it, like, messes up her wing. But I'm confused why he wouldn't just zap her out of the sky... Why you would pull her around? I don't understand.
Simple. Man crush.
Okay, yeah.
Gotta come in and save her.
Ivan's been taken ever since that Raisin Head remark. You meet a girl as witty as that, you remember her.
Instead, he absorbs one of his...
To be fair,
thing.
I feel like Billy and Adam are the only ones that contributed anything.
No. The Falcon Zord, once again, Man Crush Tommy, assemble!
Yep.
He's the only one with actual power. Shooting missiles, saving trains, flying around, adding flight power to the Megazord, being the leader. Because the white power can never be destroyed or corrupted.
But it was destroyed.
Nope.
Never happened.
For most of
cheese
the-
sandwiches.
Don't view that plot hole, Shane.
I'm viewing the plot hole.
No. We shall not speak of this again.
But
that's a lie. I apologize.
Ivan Ooze absorbs the other robot that's still around and becomes...
He, like, went into its back and bonded with
it. It became like an Ivan Ooze Mecha Zord or something.
And then... I guess because Ivan Ooze doesn't have the power to make a sword, he grabbed the tower that Goldar was sitting on, and Goldar was like, fuck that, and he GTFO.
And then
because he's got to go save his former bosses.
And then the Rangers themselves formed their crappy Megazord.
Oh my god.
With their crappy sword.
Insert mecha review here. Don't actually do that because it'd make this episode tremendously long. But look, if you guys are curious, we've already reviewed this awful Zord.
Yeah, insert annotation here.
And this thing was truly awful.
And the ending of their battle was truly awful.
Knee in the balls into a meteorite is how they beat the baddest dude ever. Which, don't worry, after him, the Machine Empire will be the baddest dude ever, and then after them...
Divatox
will be the baddest dumb bitch ever.
To be fair, she is the only one that really destroyed the Rangers.
We're definitely going to talk about that. When we get there, we're going to talk about that.
We still got a little ways to go.
Maybe she is the baddest bitch.
Maybe. Maybe we've misjudged her. I doubt it.
Yeah, but then
we'll
again,
see.
Which version of her are you talking about, though?
Maybe it's because the white power wasn't around anymore.
Because it was.
Because it can never be destroyed or corrupted.
But it was destroyed.
Nope.
Or it could be her henchman.
Trust the words of Zordon.
Anyway, Ivan Ooze gets destroyed. Rangers celebrate. Yay. Fireworks. Yay.
They go back to the command center.
In which 40 days have passed and Zordon has died.
So they
guess he didn't get that long. Which also makes me believe that if that lady steps out past the barrier, she's dead. So she really does live ocean to Stonehenge. How does she eat?
Cheese sandwiches.
It didn't look like anything was alive there.
Except for that one guy.
Let me just step away from this plot hole and continue our story.
Anyway, they transport to the command center.
They decide to stand around Zordon's corpse.
And hold hands.
Yes. When you hold hands around a corpse, remember it comes back to life.
Disclaimer, holding hands around your corpse will not revive your loved ones. Do not attempt this at home.
Unless you're a Power Ranger.
And if you're attempting it at home, we have another problem altogether. Do not attempt this in funeral home.
Yeah. I can imagine somebody listening to this, and the next fucking funeral they go to, they're like, guys, hold hands.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Horrifically inappropriate joke. I apologize.
What are you doing up there? I'm trying to bring him back.
Let's move on before I get in trouble for my joke.
But anyway, Zordon somehow revived.
Chicken or rice.
With the power of these new Rangers, not only do they bring Zordon back, they repair.
Oh, yes. Scott just said it, though.
The power.
The power. That's what this is.
The power!
This is all it is. It doesn't have a name. Zordon sent them to get the power. And the lady said, there is a power. And the dude with the hat, who might have had the answers, we never got to talk to.
But so, he probably would have just said, power.
So then Tommy says, remember what we learned, guys? To those that possess
the power,
anything is possible.
So bringing corpses back to life and repairing buildings.
That can be done by the power. I would also like to point out just another interesting comparison to what I can pull from my favorite DC comic. Do you notice the white is the one that suggests that we return the dead to life?
Yes.
Just an interesting...
Should have been the black.
No. The black raises the dead, but the white lantern is the life equation.
Yeah.
They give life. Just feel like it's a little interesting that this keeps stacking up the way it does.
Now, immediately after this, after the power revives Zordon...
The power.
Isn't the first song playing, I've Got the Power?
No, the last song during the fireworks is...
No, the first one before the fireworks, when they cut from the command center to... The park, whatever.
No, it's doing that. Do, do, do.
Okay, never mind.
Do, 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 do. And then they go off and they're all like...
Eating cheese sandwiches. They were having dinner.
Yeah, they probably went back to eat cheese sandwiches and have some drinks. Because, damn.
They were thirsty.
40 days of teleportation.
Along with another 20 days of getting the power with no drinks or sandwiches.
Yes, it's tough on
and
the body.
Fireworks, blah, blah, blah.
In which they play... they play a Van Halen song?
They kind of do, and then they cut to back at Rita's palace.
Oh, yeah.
Where Goldar is sitting in on the throne. He's like...
With Mystery Pigman.
I'm the new Lord of Evil. And he's like, uh-oh, Zed and Rita comes in. Uh-oh.
And then they play that weird song, which, by the way, you could find on YouTube, and it's an actual Power Rangers music video with these two girls hanging out with Zed and doing weird stuff.
Somehow.
It's all that, uh-oh, we're
in trouble. Blah, blah, blah.
Something
blah,
come
blah.
Along and bust our bubble.
Yeah. Oh, that song. Yeah.
And that dude in the background's like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that is Power Rangers the movie.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So Bill, we had award winning acting and writing. What did you honestly think about the movie?
You have to stretch real far. But I will say, for as much as we can tear this movie down, it's honestly enjoyable. Ivan Ooze is kind of funny, and he's neat. He's a pretty good bad guy for the universe they live in. And he says one of the coolest lines in bad guy history when he literally, his voice echoes and booms through the night when he says, Zordon still uses a bunch of kids to do his dirty work. And he says, meet my kids. And he makes the jelly men. And then he says, from this day forward, the world as you know it shall cease to exist. Welcome to my nightmare. And then Tommy's like, dude, that line was sweet as shit. And he grabs up a bow staff and he's like, welcome to my nightmare. Hit the button on it.
Bill's phone is going off.
I'll get to it. So that's really cool. It's an enjoyable movie.
The only enjoyable part.
If you pick this movie apart, you could be quite brutal.
Yeah, we were actually very generous in not destroying it.
Believe it or not, we were. For as much as we attacked, well, we left a lot of other stuff out. Like the weird fire hose that had no fucking pressure at all.
The parents that were trying to get sent off a cliff.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they hold them back with a fire hose that has no real pressure at all.
And
if those kids tried to push those parents while another douchebag kid shot a fire hose into your back, ow!
And somehow a kid knows how to pilot a monorail.
Yes, that kid also knew how to work the monorail.
But he was friends with the Power Rangers.
I don't know how to work the monorail.
But then again, they also had a bit of help with Bulk and Skull, too.
Yeah, so. I was about to say, and Bulk and Skull trying to be the only ones actually there trying to help the kids.
Once again, Bulk and Skull are the only older people helping the children of Angel Grove. Yeah. Maybe they deserve what they get.
Once again.
Once again, we're back to the fact that only Bulk and Skull, the two most hated people in all of Angel Grove, are the only two decent fucking people living there.
Yeah. Yeah, the only ones that actually amount to shit later on.
Except for the community service kings.
They are outstanding. While Bulk and Skull are nothing but shit.
Right.
Yeah, up until they become cops later on.
Some hardcore dog shit how those two are treated throughout this series.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know you talk about how we could rip this apart. I think it was the nostalgia critic who really ripped it apart.
I think he did okay, but I believe we've already hit way more topics than he did.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching his thing a couple years ago, and I've already talked about things that he didn't even think about, like the fact that she can't step beyond the barrier. He didn't even notice that. And he also didn't notice that how would they know a power is there if she can't see it physically?
I think most guys were just focusing on her attire.
Right.
Yeah.
Including him.
She was like, there's a power over there.
I did enjoy his episode.
I'm sorry, there's a power right here. Can I just stay here with you?
I enjoyed his episode. I watched it, but I don't think he even hit a lot of the topics we did. And I purposely tried to keep us away from some of the topics he mentioned. That way we weren't just repeating his episode.
He did hit some topics, though. So.
Yes.
Man. Are we going to have to rate this?
Yes, we will. That is our job.
Bill.
As the Sentai Review, we review Sentai.
Bill.
American and foreign.
I want you to rate this first.
Oh, why are you going to make me go first on this one? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say 4. I think the movie is great. I think it's great because of this. I watched it when I was a kid, and I thought it was like the greatest episode of Power Rangers that I'd ever seen. And I loved Ivan Ooze, and I had a freaking boner over how cool Lord Zedd ended up looking when they chromed him all out. I liked the Power Ranger costumes. I know you don't. So, and I was even imaginative enough to ignore the Zords. And I loved that Falcon. Because I had myself a Tommy crush when I was younger, too. It has died. I still think Tommy himself, that dude's really cool. I've met him twice now, and both times were great experiences. And in terms of looking back on the series, they overutilized him. It was like they only had one character. And I think this movie makes that mistake all over again. Because the entire movie is sold on two people, Kimberly Tommy. However, I can watch this movie today, and I can laugh about the ridiculousness of it, and still enjoy the fight scenes that I enjoy. So this movie has changed over the years for me, but I've never watched it and not had fun. And I think that's important, because some movies that you watch as a kid, you watch them as an adult, and you're like, why did I like this? But I don't do that with this movie. I still have a good time, even today, when I see this. And I think that says a lot about how the movie was made. Like the original Superman. Because it didn't take itself seriously, I don't have to take it seriously. And that allows me to suspend my disbelief and enjoy the ridiculousness of that universe. So therefore, I think I can still give this a great, solid 4. I think that if you haven't seen it, you'll enjoy it. Especially if you like the Power Rangers or the Sentai. As long as you don't view that plot hole.
Plot holes.
Yes.
Yeah, you forgot to pluralize.
Yeah, there wasn't just one. What about you, Seth?
3.2. Huh? It's definitely like middle of the road type of movie. Like, if you haven't seen it and you're a fan of Rangers, do watch it. But at the same time, know full well that...
What about you, Scotty?
I don't think an interdimensional being can fill those plot holes.
He is one of the biggest plot holes.
I know I'm going to repeat a little bit of the stuff that I said for the costumes and the CGI robo swords, but the whole idea of Power Rangers on the big screen is what probably drew us mostly to it because of what we knew from the series. And it's like, in a way, it delivered, according to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Growing up, it went downhill. But it still had its great moments, funny moments, embarrassing moments, annoying moments, what the fuck moments. But overall, it's still a good movie, even though it has some bad puns and... One of the best things in it is Ivan Ooze. So, and the actual fight scenes, not the puns, but the fight scenes themselves between the Rangers and either the gooey guys, the Tengu warriors.
Jellyman.
But seeing some of these, seeing the Rangers actually doing some moves, doing some stuff, it's like, yeah, it's kind of flashy, just like the series was. So it's like, yeah. So with that, I'll give it a 3.5.
My turn. Other than, you know...
Sorry, Shane, we're out of time. We got to end the episode.
The plot holes being there, but it was still an enjoyable movie. If you could look past the plot holes, the awful CGI... The corniness. I mean, some of those lines were just awful. For me, the worst part about it were those dollar store costumes. Those are the shittiest costumes I've ever seen in a Power Rangers. I'm sorry.
Wait. Shittier than glitter?
I'm sorry, dude.
Glitter don't bother me.
No, see, that's exactly what I was telling you. He despises these costumes to the point where he went home shaking mad when I had this argument with him, when I tried to tell him that as far as we are concerned, we stand apart from him. We're never going to agree here. He despises every single tiny detail on that costume, where I always say they splashed glitter on the Rangers and called them metal. And he was like, and it was better. You're not going to win this. All we're going to do is make mad shit happen.
I could have sworn Shane was just mad because I didn't go home with him that night.
No, man. He was...
I had better shit to do.
He was so fucking mad after arguing with me at work for an hour about glitter and paintball uniforms that he left work. And as we walked out to the door, he wouldn't even look at me. He wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't look at me. He just walked to his car quickly, quietly, with a mad face. And then came into work the next day and was like, don't ever fucking talk to me about that again. Because he was still mad. Like, for some reason, paintball Power Rangers really piss him off.
Dumbass costume.
But you were fine with it and Go Busters. Those guys were more paintball than these guys.
Oh, that was a higher quality. It's the quality.
I mean, I kind of can't argue with that. I mean, he's kind of correct. It was a better quality for Go Busters. But
for me, I'm going to give this a 3. It's average. It's all right.
I'm the only one. That surprises me. I still dig this movie today. I do.
So what's the final score?
3.43.
So it's a little over an average movie. So
we kind of expected that.
So I think I was the closest without going over. Sweet. I won.
All right. Then we're done here.
Come on down.